This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States Secretary of Defense has overridden a plea agreement for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attacks' victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
Anthony D. Romero, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, released a statement criticizing the decision. Quote, Secretary Austin dishonored an agreement reached after years of hard work and painstaking consultation by all the parties involved. The ACLU plans to challenge the decision in court. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four Islamic Jihad fighters on Saturday. Lauren Anthony from Reuters.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tul Kam, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike. A news agency, WAFA, said four people died in the second.
That was Lauren Anthony from Reuters. This is VOA News. Democrats have unified with remarkable speed behind Vice President Kamala Harris as she's taken over the top of the party's ticket. It may be another story when it comes to a running mate, as Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly have emerged as among the potential finalists. Both have faced criticism for some organizations and activists who might otherwise be supportive of Democratic causes. Harris's team says she's interviewing possible choices over the weekend before an announcement expected on Monday. She and her running mate will appear together at a rally Tuesday in Philadelphia. Somali police say 32 people died in an attack at a beach hotel. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
Police in Somalia say around three dozen people died and more were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. A witness named Omar Elmi spoke to the AP and recounted the attack. I couldn't tell, but I saw many people falling down on the beach as soon as the unexpected explosion occurred, followed by gunfire. Some people fainted, others were in shock, some died, and others were injured. A police spokesperson said that one soldier was killed and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, said that its fighters carried out the attack. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The International Olympic Committee president, Thomas Bach, slammed the hate speech being thrown at two boxers at the Paris 2024 Olympics. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
IOC President Thomas Bach says hate speech directed at female boxers at the Olympics
is totally unacceptable.
Algeria's Imani Khalif and Taiwan's Lin Yuting have been scrutinized about their gender.
We will not take part in a sometimes politically motivated cultural war.
Both boxers were disqualified at last year's World Championship by an organization banished from the Olympics. The Russian-led International Boxing Association cited gender-based tests that are still unspecified and unproven. The IOC head says the boxers are born women, raised women, have passports as women, and competed for years as women. I'm Julie Walker.
Khalif defeated Anna Luka Hamori of Hungary 5-0 in the quarterfinals of the women's 66-kilogram bout on Saturday. A tropical depression over Cuba is growing, forecasters said Saturday, and is likely to drench much of Florida's Gulf Coast. The storm strengthened into a tropical depression late on Friday and is expected to become a tropical storm by Saturday night once it has reached maximum sustained winds of 63 kilometers per hour. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.